not to get in the political world, but Hartsfield, who was mayor of Atlanta for a period of time, they never told this about it, but I know it to be a fact, that he went to Washington and begged and pleaded and had contacts to build Lake Lanier. That's what I'm getting around to build it. And then this could be checked out. He was the one that put that through. So when they were talking about changing the name of the airport, which to me, you know what most people call Atlanta Airport?
What?
Atlanta Airport.
Atlanta Airport.
Yeah. They don't call it Hartsfield.
Right.
And they're not going to call it Hartsfield-Jackson. They're going to call it Atlanta Airport. They always have.
Yeah.
But anyway, during this thing of who did what for who and why, when, where, what, nothing was brought up. But this is true, that the thing that saved Atlanta and Roswell and Alpharetta and all in between was to have the Lake Lanier. So the infrastructure's got to be there or you won't grow. And
you learned a lot about that being city administrator then.
Well, you learned in a hurry, but...
when did you become city administrator?
Well, I went with the city in 81, March of 81, and they had the assistant city administrator and personnel director. Well, you know now, you got to have human resources with thousands of people.
Right.
I was one.
It's just you doing all of it.
Well, you didn't have the rules and regulations and all the stuff that you get into now. We have just about we've just about overdone it with protecting everything of everybody, and it's who knows, you try to hire people that will work and do a good job, and when I was in the clothing business, I had less turnover, and the worst thing I hated to do about it was to tell a person we can no longer use them. I would work with them as very, very few. There's very, very few that had to do that with. So with the city, I certainly wouldn't have to, you know, the hatchet approach, cutting everybody's head off. But didn't find any need of government regulations, but they got into it because of the days of the South and getting into the integration and so forth. But then we go overboard with it. We take it into how many people did you hire that are left-handed or right-handed? You know,
right.
Crazy things.
Were you on the school board during integration?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was that like? Was it a tough time in Roswell's history, or was it pretty smooth?
Roswell, Alpharetta. It was accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was a smooth transition.
Yeah. Well, tell you the truth, the people in Roswell, Alpharetta, they all knew the members of the black community. All friends, they just didn't go to school together. But again, getting to help people. When I was in the clothing business, I had a young lady, they were, that lived here, always lived here in Roswell, lived right in the heart of town down there.